Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, not afraid of a little bit of controversy either is Nando's, because every now and then they come up with something absolutely awesome, delightful, and just capture the madness and the eccentricity, I think, that is South Africa. They continue to do that with their latest release. Mike Abel is executive chairman and founding partner of M&C, such a group of companies. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. It's good to be with you.
So tell us, first of all, tell us about your involvement with this this brand.
So M&C Saatchi Able has been partnering Nando with their advertising for about 8 years now, I think.
Right.
And it's a beautiful relationship. And so we're involved in all of the commercials that you see in terms of selling the most delicious flame-grilled chicken in the country and talking truth to power.
Right. In terms of the – I always find it interesting sort of what goes on in those meetings, because you clearly are given the license to go just a little bit off the wall, a little bit eccentric, or maybe a lot eccentric. But it's not always easy for a client – to go that route or to be comfortable about, because it is a risk, isn't it?
It is. It is. And Nando's are well aware of that, and so are we. I mean, I think that, you know, we like to give expression to what people are thinking, to what the underlying frustration or concern may be in the country, and to bring light relief. So I think we never leave people with a sense of despair. What we like to leave people with always is a smile.
Right.
And some confidence that we as South Africans have the resilience, the tenacity, the creativity to overcome these challenges that are thrown at us every day. But as you say, it's a fine line when you are talking truth to power. But at the same time, they play a very important role in doing that. And it's one of those brands, as a result, that people look forward to the next ad. They literally say, when is a new Nando's ad coming out?
And
so here they have one. A trip to Marzanzi.
Well, tell us about it, because not everybody would have seen it.
So I guess the premise really is, you know, everyone is talking about going to Mars, and particularly our own Pretoria boy, Elon Musk, who is shaking up the Twittersphere right now. And we can have that conversation in and of itself, because it's an interesting one.
Very, very.
And Nando's is saying that, well, if anyone has the creativity, the tenacity, the ingenuity to get to Mars first, it's us. Because we've had so much thrown at us, you know, in the past and every single day. And yet as a country, we make a plan. And so in our quantum leap, which is a nice tongue-in-cheek look at, you know, we are the ones that are going to be heading to Mars first. Or Marzanzi, as we we term it.
And
we talk about this concept of, just because we don't have power doesn't mean we're powerless as people. And that is so true of South Africa, is that the power is in the people.
We often say that we might not have electricity, but it doesn't mean we don't have power. And that's almost the message of this. And I love it how you go through, you laugh at the potholes and as a way of dealing with the craters on Mars, and you know, all of these different things, the challenges that South Africa deals with, you go through this and show how just that will allow us as this nation. And it is very tongue in cheek. What is so interesting as well, and I've noticed that with the last number of commercials, is that the brand is so strong in terms of elements of style that it doesn't need to be about flame grilled chicken at all. In fact, it's not. It's barely mentioned, if at all, if I recall correctly.
That's absolutely right. So, you know, nobody doesn't know what Nando's does. And, you know, we have a premise of great advertising is about making the familiar strange and making the strange familiar.
Right.
And so the last thing you want to do is tell people what they already know, because then why advertise? And so Nando's as a brand does like to intrigue. They acknowledge and understand that people, you know, love their chicken and love their brand. Obviously, they're always looking for additional customers. And so they do run, we run a lot of product advertising for them.
Right.
But when we're doing this type of advertising, there is no need for us to be talking about the product itself. You know, the brand is the product in this instance, and it's a brand that people want to give authentic expression to whatever the message is. So I guess if at the end of this ad you're suddenly tucking in a meal, it might lose a little bit of its authenticity, because what they're trying to do is to land a message here of, we're going to be okay, we're going to pull together, we're going to, you know, push through the pain, and we're always going to find solutions, even if we have to send the footsickers to Uranus at the end. You know, that's the thing, you know, so we'll look at it. If there is a logical place at the end of the ad for us to put in a product shot or something, we're not averse to that, obviously, we do that. But we've got to feel the sensitivity of the message and the advertising. What are we trying to do here? And if it's not necessary and Nando's, Fire It Up comes up at the end, you still know you can go and buy chicken from Nando's and should.
In terms of how cautious you need to be, there have been one or two adverts in the past that has landed you in a little bit, or Nando's in a little bit of hot water. Can you speak to those? And has that impacted on the approach every time you sit down to create something new?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think that if you are going to be putting out something that can be relatively controversial, then criticism is something that you should expect. And then you've got to look at the opportunity cost of saying that. So people say, oh, well, you've been overly critical of whatever it might be. Then you've got to take it on the chin and you're going to say, well, that's what we intended to say, or that's what we intended to do. So I don't think you can have a brave message, Howard, without getting some flack, particularly from the people that are, you know, the naysayers. I mean, we were the ones that said at the time that Zuma was president, if I could say that, and we showed the Guptas running away from South Africa, as you remember, with bags of cash at the end of our ad. As South Africans, we fix our SH1T.
Right, I remember that.
And then 3 months later, the Guptas did run away from South Africa with bags of cash. So, you know, people at the time...
You're basically, you know, the South African Simpsons predicting the future, yeah.
I love that. It's true. So just to answer your question, it's exactly that. So if we don't get into any trouble like this, if everybody says, that's exactly how we all feel, and there aren't some naysayers on the side, well, then how provocative are you being in the first place?
Right. Right. Absolutely amazing. That's unfortunately all we have time for, Mike Abel. Thank you for your time, for chatting to us, giving us an insight as to what goes on behind the scene. Mike Abel is the executive chairman and founding partner at MNC Saatchi, a group of companies. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.